There is a secret world where monsters rule in the shadows. Now, the doorway has opened, and hell is hungry.
Well, to make an independent horror film, in the case of Demon's Rook, you take all of the very little amount of money that you have and put it in as visual effects, because that's kind of what sells the movie, and then all the rest of it, you beg, borrow, and steal. You know, get all your friends out on the weekends to help you and take all the time that you need to do it. And that's why Demon's Rook took 2.5 years to shoot. And then on the other hand, our later film, Bad Blood, had a bigger budget. So we were able to actually pay our friends to come out and work with us. So we got it shot out in 3 weeks.
To fight monsters, you must become demon.
Demon's Rook is kind of a southern gothic tale of a young man who was raised in the demon realm by his demon brothers. He comes back to Earth and unwittingly brings an army of evil behind him, and he has to fight that evil. And there's a whole lot of gnarly demon gore scenes. I actually had to play in the movie as well because pretty much all of the crew had to have an extra slot because they couldn't get extras and they only had crew, so we're all in there. I actually play in 2 scenes. I'm one of the many people that actually is killed twice in the movie. James Sizemore is a fantastic artist. He was the director of Demon's Rook. He learned all of the gore effects himself because this whole film is all rooted in practical effects, no CGI or anything. So, you know, he had a crew of people helping him out around the clock for building these prosthetics that go on, these latex additions, and then there's hoses that go up through them and blood cannons and blood tanks and all kinds of cool tricks you can do. Actually, when we were shooting Bad Blood, it's like a werewolf story, but it's like a werefrog monster. We were shooting one of our last days. James was up in the studio working on an effect with one of the other actors, and then we were shooting a scene and realized that we didn't have our effect of a needle coming out of somebody's nose, a hypodermic needle that was stuck in his brain, and I had to come up with that like on the spot. So I actually, as the assistant director in this film, jumped in and had to take the reins on some effects stuff, which was out of my wheelhouse, but I think, you know, that's part of working on independent films is everybody's got to be working on like on their toes all the time because sometimes these things are going to happen. Basically, I just held the needle up in there and then held the syringe in my other hand and pulled the syringe down and then pulled the whole apparatus out at the same time. And it looked so real. It was kind of gross. Also, I started a film festival called Yollywood. Yollywood Film Festival is an all-Southern film festival. We had our first festival this past year. It was open to filmmakers from Georgia and its neighboring states. And then this year, we're expanding to all of the members of the Southern states south of the Mason-Dixon line. I wanted it only to be open to Georgia and its neighboring states for the reason that I wanted it to be easy to get the filmmakers there. You know, a lot of filmmakers won't attend their screenings. So I thought the first year, keep it local. That way, at least all the filmmakers will be in a room. At the very least, I can get that. And we did a lot better than that and had a lot of the members of the community supporting us. We founded this film festival kind of in response to a lot of the big studios that are coming here, taking up a lot of the film labor pool. You know, that's kind of the way that they see it. Like, you know, these studios have a tax incentive to come here and then they can hire on the labor here as well. And that's great. And that's really good for our local filmmaker economy, but we just really want to make sure that those who are working in those jobs that would otherwise be producing still have an opportunity to do so and a reason to do so.